I was also thinking many languages disappear. Is that because the reality they were part of doesn't exist anymore, that
they're
these words doesn't have any more power to manifest?
They're dead. That's right. Words that have no power are dead. Dead words bring no essence of life and have, therefore, no power. So reading from the Egyptian Book of the Dead applies a negative canticle to what gods in the Egyptian lore apply to what you call as reality. So if you apply negative pH to the Egyptian words of the Egyptian Book of the Dead, would it bring you back to life?
Yes.
Bob said yes, that's exactly right. And that's how it works.
And that's what we're trying to do, or we're doing.
Well, we don't know what you're trying to do. We don't know what you're trying to do. We wish
we have no clue what you're trying to do.
We wish you would just ascend and come back to your place of power, but we lose the transient verb sometimes.
This trying to ascend, I think it's very closely linked with the language, with the speech, with how we speak.
That's a nice way to say it. That's pleasant. Trying to try. Confusing. Frustrating. Trying. Aggravating. Less than. Nice. That's right. It's very trying.
Yes, I don't want to try. I want to know.
If you bring in intention, you get all screwed up. Yeah.
Right. Intention is right.
Yeah. You bring intention in here, you're in trouble. You fall back in the mortar.
With a capital T in that rhyme for pool, that stands for Bob.
Hello.
Don't say hello. Just speak.
Bob, I did find what we were talking about with Rayland, and she asked Ion a question pertaining to if he was a part of the Hunaku. But when I did my little research, the closest I came up with was Bulan Yokitu, which is supposed to be a god that was involved with the Emerald Tablets Thoth, I guess one of the people that he sent out.
Thoth.
And
so you went back and listened to Ray and got the name of that questioner.
The correct pronunciation is Bulan Yokitu.
What did the guy say on Rayland?
She said Hunaku.
Hunaku.
And I looked for Hunaku. Hunaku. Hunaku is no Hunaku. The closest is Bulan
Hunaku. That's like who dat, D-A-T.
So, Ian, do you remember that question? May 1st, 2009, our first dialogue being interviewed by Rayland, and a guy called in and asked if you were the return of a Central American god, and Khalifa looked it up, and the word was, what she's saying, what is that god that guy was asking about?
Philippines got it right.
That sounds Maya, like Hunapu Xbalanque, I think.
Yes, is from the right? Mayan culture.
Are you saying Mayan,
Mayan
stuff, Roxy?
Ninth god. Yeah, the ninth god.
There is like a myth of two brothers. One is called Hunapu, the other is Xbalanque.
Ian, is that what the guy was asking about, May 1st, 2009?
Yes.
Okay, they basically refer to the Stargates, Galactica, and stuff like that, and apparently he was a part of who thought sent out to, I guess, build pyramids and educate the people. Now, one question. In studies before, he called the people, what was it, they were tribal. He said they were nomads or whatever. Were these considered the Pygmies?
No.
What were they? The original or the people who you...
The Aboriginal.
He did refer to the name Kemet, which was another name for Egypt. Why do the African spiritualists prefer for you to use the name Kem or the Kem? Why did Thoth make that essential point in his writings with the Emerald Tablets?
Khalifa, you're all over the place. What did they say, Kim or Egypt? What did Thoth say?
He said, if the note is Kim, which is another word for Egypt.
And the blacks are saying that, and you agree with Thoth, preferring Kim over Egypt.
No.
Why do the African spiritualists prefer the word Kim over
because
the
it hides,
Egyptian word?
Because it hides their true direction, what they're trying to peddle. Their snake oil comes out of a different jar.
Okay, because they did somewhat distort this.
But otherwise, it doesn't work, you see. Because at the end of the day, it just come back to your place of God. Well, if you have to be a Negro to do that, then you're limited, according to them. Not according to us, but according to them. There's the trouble. See, they had to change that whole dynamic to make it be something different, different. That's why they turn and they change the name of God from Yahweh to God to Ips, really, really, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. And it's just a bunch of mess, a bunch of bull mess that they come around and don't know what to do, coming back to their place of God once they get that straightened out. We laid this out real easy. Just go back to season two, number three, the fringe. Fracture, very good.
Is that the name of the thing?
Yeah, the name of the episode.
Friction, fracture.
Fracture. That's the one where the train, where the thing blew up, and the subway blew up inside the train station, left no trace of an explosive device.
It says here, secret military experiments turning people into human bombs. After one such bomb detonated in a train station, Peter and Olivia traveled to Iraq to meet one of Peter's contacts who was involved in the project. Oh, yeah, that's before Peter got involved with Fringe. They find a list of names from the experiment, the victim in the train station being one of them. They return to find the surviving members and are able to prevent the next subject from exploding. They find the man responsible and bring him into custody. The man suggests the bombs were intended to eliminate agents working for the observers. Also, Weiss cures Olivia's inability to walk without a cane. That's Fracture. You're saying that's an important episode in relation to what, Ion?
To what Khalifa's talking about, the way they ramify God as an object. It also links back to the chat, because that's also going on, too.
The chat that was typed on a while ago.
Dude.
On there with Khalifa.
C is the new Mystery Landscape.
Hi, Ann.
Hey.
Don't you dare ask about her, Sheila. You
I'm
asked
not.
About something fucking relevant
I'm not,
to our
Bob.
Shit here. None of your crap personal shit. And it was really lovely seeing you in Cambridge. You were great. Very nice person.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed seeing you, too. I was there.
Yeah.
Hi, Ann, are you enjoying the new Doctor Who?
Yes, it's great fun. It's not quite as the old, you know, they don't have jelly babies anymore. They're just little problems. And we liked it better when the Daleks were doing their thing a little bit more. But, you know, the Slovenes can make up now and again. It all comes back to a full circle after a little bit. But it's still really good. Gives a new twist to it, don't you think?
It is. It's quite different. When he was inside the Daleks in episode two, and he kept calling the Daleks Rusty. Was that a reference to Squidbillies?
Yes, of course. The good one. Squidbillies, the good one. That episode where he gets the new baby that he likes better than Rusty. Tell us about the most beautiful, Doric Corinthian column that you've ever seen in your whole entire life with ribbed facets down the side in a regular polygon base. Do you have one of those handy?
Only in my mind's eye.
The one that the Roxana took of me in the museum where I look like a little tiny person, was that a Corinthian or an Ionic column? Or neither?
That's Ionic. Or it's actually Doric.
A Doric. Do you agree with that, Roxana? It was a Doric?
Well, I'm still learning about it. But
yeah.
I think it has a lot of elements of the Ionic column. The Ionic column were very slim. They were, like, supposed to be feminine.
Feminine to Sheila.
The flowers, I think, are called, are, like, supposed to be the pleats of the dresses.
Yeah.
And
it's just a campus a cancer sleeve. Bob, send it to Sheila now.
But wait, it was on Ian and Bob Blogspot, right? That photo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Ian and Blogspot. Yeah, I'm real tiny and to tall.
Yeah,
column.
I saw that. That looks like a Corinthian column, but Ian's saying it's Doric?
Yep.
I mean, the Corinthian cap.
The capital. It's the capital, not cap.
The capital, saying the capital is Doric?
It's Rococo period, but it's very Doric, not Corinthian.
Hey, Roxana, do you remember the label by that one?
I think it
you
was Corinthian, but I'm not
okay.
sure.
Okay, and Sheila's saying it's Corinthian, so I am. Why are you saying it's Doric?
Yes, because of the ornamentation on the top.
That's exactly
that's
right.
I like it because it's really like the one in the bottle with the
right.
acanthus.
Yes. Now, that's acanthus leaf. That's exactly right. Now, what we're trying to achieve here is we're trying to get into Sheila's business. Sheila, that picture, does that move you? Do you like it? You don't like it? Does it not
No, I saw that one. Wow, look at that.
Put it on a piece. Do it. Send it to her. Send it to her right now. Send it to her.
It's already on Ed Long's thing.
Okay.
She's seen it. But what is being said here? Yeah, Sheila likes the height, or does she like the design and the capital at the top?
We don't care. Draw it.
No, I'm talking to Sheila.
Okay.
We are too.
Yeah. Well, you're interrupting. So Sheila, we haven't established anything here. It's all mixed up. What are you saying you like? The fact that it's Corinthian, it's Doric, but you think it's Corinthian, or you like the height? What are you saying, Sheila?
It was all that. It was the scale. It was.
Did it look like the RNA Drops label? Did it look like that?
Yes, it did. It felt like it.
And that's Corinthian. And yet Ian's saying it's Doric. So let's deal with this. Why is Ian saying it's Doric?
It's the ornamentation, but there's acanthus leaves in the Corinthian. Are there also acanthus leaves in a Doric column, Ian?
There can be. In Rococo versions, there are.
Oh, it's a Rococo twisting of it. It's a Rococo weirdness, a hybrid. If it's a Rococo period, which is 300-400 years ago, that is why it's oddly Corinthian yet not. That's what you're saying, Ion.
Yes. Doric are very, very, very simple, but through the Rococo and the Belter Age, they got the drippy part, but it's a simpler version. Now, Corinthian is over the top. Okay, now, you got that in your mind? Is that we settled with that now? Is everybody okay with that? Okay, good. Now, next thing. Take four columns, lay them square, move them 4 feet apart, 4 feet by 4 feet. Or no, you can make one 6 feet by 4 feet. So it
you lay them on the ground or make them erect?
Make them erect and make it as though, let's say if you had a box, let's say you were going to make a base for the Ark of the Covenant. And when you cut the slices out of those columns, so they made the sides of this box. Do you see what we mean when we say the columns aren't sitting on the box, but it's sitting on the columns? It sits down into the capital itself. So a big 90-degree angle would be cut out of each column, and a box would sit down in it, so it would be flush top.
So you're saying the column, the capitals are flush with the top of the box, or the box is?
No, it is. That's right. Draw that, and then we'll see.
And what is the base? Is it, you're talking about the polygon base of the capitals there?
Don't worry about that. Just draw that. We'll go from there.
Okay.
Draw it as though it was a stand for the Ark of the Covenant, that the Ark of the Covenant would sit down into. So that the size of the box would be the outer part of the column itself.
And is there a space underneath the Ark?
There would be.
Okay.
But if you want to just draw that straight down, we don't care about that, so we'll get to that. We're laying out a new work you're going to love.
Is there a cloud
in it?
Get
that old, yes, there is, but you're going to get that old sketchbook out one way or the other. You put it off if you want to, but you're going back to that sketchbook. You don't think for 1 second we're ever going to let you get past that. Just so everybody knows.
by hook or by crook.
Back you go. Back.
Okay.
Pretty panties won't get you out of that book.
Do you get any ideas from this, Roxanna, whatever they're talking about?
No, but I think originally there were like two columns, the fat and small. They were like masculine, and then the ionic, which were slim and tall.
That's right.
And
more slender,
were considered more elegant.
Yes, that's right.
More.
They, those apply and work. Those are great, and we love them
but
very
I think
much.
Those were like the base for the other types of columns. That's only decoration, but it's the same base.
Precisely. And many times a polygon is the one they use. That's something different. It kind of goes with the rolls.
I also think a lot about these ionic columns being feminine, because I see most ionets or people engaging are women. Or is it just my impression?
No,
it's just your impression.
No, it's accurate. There's mostly women involved with ion. I mean, that interact publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but the men folks like it.
And this is like a metaphor for support, for being, columns.
Yeah, they're being columns. The women are columns for ion.
Hey, I just went on ionandbob.blogspot, and there's a volcano that erupted in Japan at Mount Ontake, but it says Akito is safe and was far from Japan when the volcano erupted. Remember he went to Florida?
Yeah.
He's saying the night before I left for Japan, this is Akito saying, on 22nd September, there was a beautiful fireworks in front of our place. My mom and I were amazed, and I said, they're celebrating for my trip.
Actually, it's Ontake. Mount Ontake.
So the ionic column is feminine, and the fatter ones are Corinthian or Doric or what?
York is
just
really simple.
Chaney.
Chaney. The Chaney. Is it the damn Chaney? Yeah.
What'd you say, Carol?
Transvestite.
Yeah, so what was the original division, Roxanna?
Vaginas and penises is how they normally tell.
No, but I think it's about the polarities, because I think Vitruvius?
Yeah.
He talks about that and how they are supposed to show that in the temples according to which god. For example, like... goddesses might have the male columns if they were like warriors. Other goddesses will have the ionic columns if they were more like feminine.
I see. Ionic is feminine.
They already show visually like the polarity of whatever the temple.
All right, thank you. What do you think of that polarity aspect, Ion? Is she onto something there?
Sure. Do you think it's wonderful?
Now, Ion, I brought up the fact there's a Platonic dialogue called Ion, and it generally tries to show that the divine communication or the inspired, drunk on something, non-physical communicator, that is not real poetry. Would you address the Platonic debate called Ion, and do you have something to say about that? Are you correcting that? Are you poetry?
Oh, no. We're not poetic. We don't write poetry. We're not poetic. We don't want to be poetic. We don't want to be known as iambic pentameter. We want to be a half of a dodecahedron.
A half of one?
Yeah, because two decahedrons is more clever than by half.
And you don't want to be clever.
Correct. Too clever by half isn't clever at all. But
so
see, when we go all the way, you don't get us. If we go all the way, you don't get us. You barely get us now. And it's like hitting the ball and drag Harry sometimes.
So, but we had to dumb it down so you can catch on. And we had to put little pieces of dough out there, like a little bird to pick up the dough. And we're trying not to be glib because we're not that way, and it's not about that. We're just saying, we're just trying to get you back to God. And so we had to come to this level and do what we can do and then share and engage. And you're coming. You're doing marvelous. Under the circumstances, you're doing very well. All is well and getting weller, blah, 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 blah. And after a little while, we're going to say, come on now, let's go. Vamanos. Get on, get off, get out. Let's go. Next. Who's next? Because at some stage, the point is either going to take or it's not. And if it does, then it will. And if it will, then it works. And if it works, then you're ascending, and then it's good. Next case, St. Germain, let's go.
Ion, you're assisting us then in us realizing and recognizing the way we communicate non-physically. And we're currently using words.
James Brolin lives with the woman who's saying that.
Who, Barbara Streisand?
Yeah.
What is she saying, Jean?
Memory. She's saying memory to bring you back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember that movie, 1972, with Robert Redford? The movie's The Way We Were. Is that what you're citing, Ion?
Yes, that's how you get back to God. Don't you find it interesting that bitch is 70 plus years old and still looks 12?
Bullshit. Barbara hasn't done fuck all in 40 years. She's afraid of Frank. That was her problem. She went to L.A. and was afraid of Frank.
She's had a record in every century she's been alive.
Oh, she's Sarah from Mrs. Abraham. Oh, yeah, Ezekiel. Used to be married to Ezekiel, right?
We didn't say.
When you say we didn't say, that means you do not want to reveal something.
We didn't say.
Because it's been recorded. Because it's been recorded already.
It's been recorded. This has been recorded already, Bob. I mean, how
yeah,
could
yeah.
we go?
That's what I'm saying.
How
yeah, yeah, that's
we
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
fuck you.
We really can't wait 3 hours ago about what we're talking about.
Fuck you,
and everybody's surprised that carbon.
Damn, I have you fucked up with Plato. Plato fucked you over real good, man.
Plato.
You were gone for 2,500 years because he wrote you out. You are not poetry.
Good.
Well, you're lucky Electronic Age killed Plato. Yes, Electronic Age killed Plato. Now you're back. And you're going to get your revenge.
Yeah, it's nice. Templars brought it all back. And now we're going to get skull and bone.
Okay. Let's talk about Roxdorf.
Yeah,
in Berlin.
Are coming. The Templars are coming, and they're coming into Walmart. It's going to be a new banking system in Walmart.
Okay.
From thousands of years ago to the ISL, part two.
Ian, I was in Rixdorf. And the Tibetan monks founded it in 500 A.D. or something. And then the Knights Templars.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Rixdorf in Berlin.
What about it? They found it.
Why did they pick that place, the monks?
Because the minerals there did special things.
Were they from parallel worlds, other worlds, these minerals?
They were.
Do we have names for them?
Yes.
Well, name a few. Are they mentioned in the 12 in the Bible, Book of Revelation, any of those?
No.
Okay.
This is different.
Did they come all the way from Tibet knowing they would find the minerals there?
They were told to look there by the ones
back in the Himalayas?
Forth.
You know, thousands of miles away? All right. Isn't that interesting, Roger?
They were just transport to there. They didn't have to have a portal.
They'd ring the pole, move the pole.
You know, and Eddie Murphy.
The pole? They ring the pole? That's what they do in their monasteries? They have a pole.
They roll. When he was asking for the Johnny Dagger and the golden... He had to spin the little thing, and he was acting as though he was stammering, so he would rock it like a photo album, like, I want the knife, and he would say that same thing, and they would actually port, not teleport, they would port there. That was a portal to port. That's why your chip body has ports. In your computer world, you connect the port. That's because
right.
it's a portal.
Okay, so then the Templars knew about the minerals?
They did.
Does anybody in Rixdorf today know about those minerals?
Yeah, because it's a radioactive osmium.
radioactive osmium. We go back to many hours ago.
Osmium is the other element that is living, you said, ion before.
It is. It is.
They're all about why the Tibetans got there with the minerals.
They want the knife.
The knife. What would happen if they got the knife?
They could kill Noomsi, their Dark Lord Master.
Noomsi.
Noomsi.
Who was an actual being that they were dominated by.
Yeah, the devil. It was the devil. And so Kathy Bates and the water boy said, the devil.
Did Barbara Streisand know about Rixdorf minerals?
Yes, she did. She's been years.
Way to go, Barbara.
They knew that Bob was going to come someday here.
Yes, they did. They do. They didn't. They do. They tell you.
They do, and they know.
They'll tell you that. They'll tell you what's going to go. And they're just waiting on it to come. Everybody's waiting on it, the Messiah to come. Well, he's here. But they're waiting on him to come.
I am here. I am here, people. Okay?
That's right. So
forget Benjamin Cream for the Palestinian Jesus there in London hiding out in the ghetto. Bob is here.
Yeah.
Bob is our hope. Bob Hope.
The sky and the Messiah is going to come back.
The minerals celebrated that.
The Templars were here after the Tibetans.
Yes,
so
that's right.
They should have known there was something here.
They did. That's why they came there. There's not much else there otherwise, is there?
No.
We'd like to take this opportunity to thank our kind sponsors at the Paula Deen Network for sponsoring this hour of our new show. We're very excited.
It's a good show.
So y'all be sure and sign up for the network. It's only $7.99 if you do a whole year worth for the Paula Deen Network. It's wonderful. It's online.
But Ion, did the minerals land there to mark the spot where Bob would show up?
No.
Is that what the minerals are doing?
No, they were brought there from another world to prove that there was other worlds for it to come from.
But it would not be discussed till now, till Bob showed up.
But he had to get there then, or you couldn't discuss it now. Then it would be, oh, well, I just brought it today. Here's this in my pocket. This is what's in my pocket today. Well, that doesn't work. You can't bring the Templars into it, you see, now.
You can't.
Walmart,
you cannot.
Right, you can't do it, but Walmart is going to bring in a Templar banking system that's outside of the Federal Reserve. Janet Yellen is very cross.
And you like Yellen. You like Yellen.
We adore Janet Yellen. She's our pick of the pod.
She knows all about us, takes the drops. She's well informed. The proper person to run the Fed.
Well, she's not running the Fed. The Fed's running her.
But she's willing to learn. So did I fuck with the Knights Templars about 1,000 years ago?
We have to qualify your definition of fucking. When we fuck, we nut. You don't, so we don't know what you call fucking.
Did I join the Templars at some point there?
You've joined many things, Bob, and the Templars would be one of them, yes. You've been conjoined and adjoined. You've also been adjourned, CKLN.
Hey, Bob, this is Kevin.
Who is Brew on Dupes?
You got it. I wanted to get my polarity going good, and I've been working with a copper bracelet.
Take
it off, Kevin. Stop working with it.
There's no problem with your polarity, darling. What's wrong is you're too grounded. You're going to draw electricity to you, so take the damn copper call now.
It's not on. I don't have it on.
Do not put it back on.
Did you have it on, Kevin, before?
I took it off a couple hours ago.
Well, it was on, right? So Ion's correct. It was on.
You don't require it. Here's what you can do. You do have a little bit of an electrolyte issue, which would affect polarity. That's solved with a little bit of this crazy, whatever that ridiculous salt stuff Dr. Deen talks about in the water.
Hey, way to go. Let's nail Dr. Deen. She needs a little upgrading. Yeah, she's just
whatever
out there
that
every
is,
Monday telling people to do this, do that, you know, eat this, suck that.
That's right. And that's all good. But
Dr. D's only in it for the money.
Help. I know. She's really tearing them up on that damn salty water. But just a little bit because your electrolytes are a little out of whack. So once you get that addressed, then your polarity will shift.
So less salt in the water.
No, more salt. You add her salt to your water. If you're doing Remax Relight, that's even better. But if you're not, the least you do is a little bit of this crazy salt, whatever she's talking about, in some water and drink it. Now, don't make it like salt water, just a little bit. Not much, just a little bit.
Dr. Dean, notice you're contradicting yourself. Why are you advising salt now after making fun of
him? We're not telling the world. We're just telling him.
That's your mistake, Kelly. You're telling the world.
Yeah. But in your case, you don't require carbon. Now, here we go. Describe the reason or the question that brought you to this magnanimous position that you are depolarized.
2 years ago, I spent some time in Africa, and whenever I came back, I felt really different whenever I got back. And then I gained about an inch around my waistline. And
good.
You talked a lot about polarity and gaining weight because you think your body...
I just said good, Kevin. You got to deal with that. He said good, that you gained an inch.
Well, I don't like it, so I don't think it's good.
Well, no, wait a second. When you say gained an inch, okay, you don't like it. So you change it and the copper changed that for you?
No, not at all. I've just been toying around with it.
Okay, okay, good. So now you're having a weight issue, what you call a visual bias of how you look. You'd like to change that, but weight has nothing to do with it. Because if that inch were around your chest, you wouldn't say anything about that, would you?
No, I'm just getting tired of buying new clothes and not being my same size that I was 2 years ago. Or measurements. I don't really care about the weight.
Well, you shouldn't. That's right. Well, okay. So your desire, you want to be high and tight? What are you looking for?
Yeah, yeah. That nice triangular atlas feeling
okay.
that I had 2 years ago, whenever
okay.
it was.
And describe now and then as far as your activities. What's different now than then?
Absolutely nothing.
Very good.
Nothing.
Very good. Very good. But here's what you find. Your muscles, do you atrophy if you're working out at all?
Atrophy? No, my muscles have been pretty constant.
Right. Can you see what's happening, though? What's happening is you're morphing a little bit. How about your height? You talk about changing clothes. How about your height? Are you a little taller?
Maybe a little bit. Like, I've experienced some stretching in the vertical manner.
Your pants are too short because you got taller. Your pants didn't shrink.
I really haven't noticed. I think I've noticed stretch marks.
How are you qualified to be making all these divisional decisions of what your change is when you don't even know how tall you are?
It's like my weight. I don't check it. I don't care.
Okay, and you want us to help with your 1 inch extra. You don't want the inch to go. You want the 1 inch move from your waist up to your chest. And your muscles are all fine, and your workout is all fine, and everything about you is working. Are you engaging in coitus?
No, not lately.
There you go. That's what's wrong. Do you like coitus?
Oh, of course.
Okay, then engage it. And if you do that correctly, then that's what's missing.
So, Ion, where do all the hot singles hang out in Ohio, where I live?
Ooh, Cleveland.
Cleveland? It's like three
up there
away.
With Reverend Stang. The Church of Subgenius, man. You go up there with Reverend Stang.
Stang. That's the last guy I want to hang out with.
He'll get you off the promise.
I'll
you don't
on,
have
but.
To look. Now listen. Now here's the thing.
Did you do the promise, Kevin? Is he accurate there?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's a certain Christian faction, the Promise Keepers. I thought that's what Ian was referring to. Are you referring to that,
Ian? No, we most certainly are not. How ridiculous that is.
What's the promise?
It's a placating position that you'll try to be better if you could, but you can't, so you won't. So your promise keepers that you're going to do the best you can at being a bad dad.
Why did you say the word promise? What was that referring to?
We promised that that'll change his gut with you.
If he hangs out with Stan.
No, if he decides that it's his best interest to get his wiener wet.
Pretty obvious, Kevin. Pretty straightforward.
Engage. You notice how we isolated this all the way down into what was different, what's changed. Your body is fine, and actually you're fine, but you have this now new bias that you have an inch more that you don't care about. I don't care about my weight, but I weigh more. I don't want to lose weight, but I have an extra inch. Well, I'm having to buy clothes. Okay, but you buy clothes anyway. You don't want the same clothes that you had already anyway. And by the way, are you going to save those old clothes? And when you go back to the 1 inch that you had, are you going to go back to the clothes that you had? Or what did you do with those clothes? Are you going to keep those old clothes? And so the problem is it not the new clothes. Is it not the going through the process of having to buy the new clothes? Is that the problem? We want to really get down to what you want because we're here for you. We want to get what you want. So you want the 1 inch to move up to your chest, but you may have to buy a new shirt because you're not that big in the chest. So how is this really going to work if you go on this perfect triangular polygon?
I guess I just need to make a coitus partner then.
You don't have to have just one. You can have lots of them. That's not a problem. But get right and get busy, and then that 1 inch that you're considering will move somewhere else.
Okay.
Is this the issue that solves that? I mean, because otherwise you're proportioned.
Yeah, it's different.
We don't get this big inch problem that you're speaking of.
I know. Yeah, I just changed a lot over the last 2 years. Just
describe different. It.
My midsection just expanded. That's it.
How about the change in your testicles?
I haven't really noticed.
You should notice they are lower now.
Okay.
And good. Then what happens is your midsection, when you say it's expanded, it's not like a gut. It's just an extra inch is what you're describing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, see, you're just crying, you little spell thing.
What are you, like 32 years old? It's just the natural progression.
Well, natural progression of bullshit. I'm fucking perfect.
Look it up. Science. It's science. I don't make this shit up. Science done proved it.
We don't follow science there. That's fucking blasphemous.
Of course not, but I'm recommending it.
You just
get busy.
I'm trying to be different.
Get busy and work that
get
one.
Get busy,
job.
Kevin. Get busy.
Work that one. You get busy just right, and that 1 inch will go away, and you'll have to be buying clothes because you'll be right. That's all. But see, we're not going to let you argue your limitations with us because we know better.
So, Kevin, you've been taking the drops for 2 years?
No, about a year and a half now.
So this change is maybe caused by the drops, right?
Whenever I was in Africa, I lost a lot of weight because I was doing a partial vegetarian.
Oh, my God, you're eating fucking bugs.
No, I was living with a bunch of Hindus in Africa, and they just ate their religious diet of no meat. And so I lost a lot of weight. Yeah, and then I came back. And I didn't know if it was like a brain issue or something where my body was starving and just kept everything whenever I came back. I don't know.
Okay, are there factors he's not considering about his losing weight in Africa? What could you say that he doesn't expect?
His issue, if he gets back to fucking, he'll be all right. That's only what's wrong. Yes, his body did get messed up. It thought it was going to the desert, so it saved everything. That is a natural response. But a little dab of copper isn't going to help that.
Okay.
If you get busy, and you can increase your drops, and that shit will fall right off of you. Oh, and eat more. Something else you should do, eat more.
Did he collect weight in Africa?
He was emaciated. He was ridiculous.
Why? What happened there in Africa?
He wasn't eating food.
Yeah, I was eating curry every day. It was really good, though, but just not enough.
Well,
not enough
curry. You can have curry. You can have red curry. You can have red curry, yellow curry, all the curries. Eat it every day. Fine. Have curry. That's not a problem. Wonderful.
Hey, Ion, why doesn't Corbin recognize the last previous two shows were recorded? He keeps claiming that we're ignoring him and he doesn't notice the recorder. So does he mean that or is he playing games?
Bob, you're speaking about Corbin.
Just for comic relief.
You know, I mean, come on, Bob. Come on. We can do all things, but come on, Bob. It's Corbin. What are you going to do with that?
Okay.
Quit crying, you selfish little bitch, and go get busy, and you'll be all right.
You selfish little bitch, Ken. See, he's not even a man. I knew there's only women here.
So get it right. Get it right. If you get right busy the right way, that'll fall away, and also you'll be much more comfortable and sated. Eat more. Drink a little salt in your water. Do whatever Dr. Dean says about the salty shit. We don't know anything about it, but that'll help your electrolytes for just a little bit because you're a little bit out of balance. Stay away from that copper.
Now, one time a few months ago, we were chatting online, and we were talking about how my house was a portal. My entire house is a portal.
It is.
How would I possibly use that to my advantage?
Bring a brown cow inside it, and you got it.
All right. So a portal has an in and an out.
No, no, no. Wait a minute. Easy. Not necessarily. Portals are a medium of exchange. Portals can move only one way. A glass can be a two-way glass or it can be a one-way glass. So also may a portal. You have a couple of both inside your house. Now, please don't play with us because we already know this and we don't want to give this all away. So you got to stay with us. Do you know the hallway in your house?
Yes, I do.
Are there nine hallways in your house or one hallway in your house?
There's one hallway from the garage into the kitchen.
So there's no confusion about which hallway it is. Is that true?
Yes.
And are there 27 doors from that hallway?
I see one.
Okay. Exactly. How many means of egress are there in that hallway?
One.
So it's a hallway that has one door. And it goes into a dead end.
No. To me, it goes into a garage.
Exactly how many means of egress are there in that hall?
One.
And so, do you hear what we're saying here? Everybody else is kind of giggling because they're like, well, if there's only one means of egress, that means there's one door in and one door out. It doesn't connect to anything.
There's got to be at least two.
Correct. Or it's not a hall. It's a room.
You're going in and out, Bruce.
You lost me somewhere then.
Exactly. That's your trouble. That's the same problem that you're having with this issue. That's a one-way portal. You only see one way, and that's the problem. That portal only works one way, so you're actually answering it correctly. You're answering it correctly, but we're obviously saying you're an idiot because there's two ends to that same hallway that you're coming in and out of. But you don't see that, and that's why we agree that you're right. There's only one way out of that hallway. Now, when you turn the light out and make it all pitch black and go through that hallway, it's a portal and you can go through it. But there can be no light.
Okay.
Is that what you wanted? That's what you're trying to get to, eh?
So what are the worlds that are connected there, or do I triangulate wherever I want to go?
Go find out. Let us know how it works out for you.
Let you know how that works out for me?
Yeah.
Is there anything specific that I should be bringing through that portal?
Wait.
Okay. Is there anything of monetary value that I should be bringing to that portal?
Money is vulgar. You should stay away from it. Look what it's done to Bob. It's ruined him.
True. It's true. All right. Are there any factors I'm not considering?
Now, hold on. Is there, when you're asking about monetary value, is there an issue? You're pining for money checks? You need some money checks? Bob will give you some. What do you need?
Bob, send me $2 bill. $2 billion.
Okay.
Send it over.
But if you're nonchalantly able to know that you require $2 billion, why wouldn't you be able to create that for yourself? And if you're not able to create it for yourself, why in the world would Bob give it to you? If you can't handle it, you won't be able to keep it.
Yeah. You said you keep money? I thought you spend money.
You don't do either. You don't
Bob
do
doesn't
either.
Know what he does with, but he doesn't do it. Bob doesn't know.
Bob translates money into ice cream, and that's his medium of exchange. M2 and Bob World ice cream. And after ice cream, then nothing else matters. And then, so if it's not ice cream, it's not anything. So M1 doesn't matter. M2 is ice cream. The point of this is if you have an issue with money, you can just get with creation. You create your own money. Are you only desiring money?
I wouldn't mind some extra money checks, and I've been working
okay.
on that with the angel speak and the angel talk.
Good. And so far, all you got is a dry dick and an extra inch around your gut. Maybe we need to modify this a little bit.
Yeah. How about we?
So let's get that. Let's see, now we're getting somewhere. Because once you do the thing that I'm telling you to do, all that other stuff catches up immediately. Ta-da. So then that's fun. That's fun because you don't need money. You don't want money. You want to be happy.
Well, of course.
And you're not quite because of these things that you're noticing. And that bias is what we're talking about, that you should adjust. And when you adjust that, minus that ridiculous salt stuff, you'll be just fine. We'll show you. We got this. Just do it. If it works for Nike, it can't hurt you.
I'll pull a Nike.
Two.
Are there any factors I'm not considering with my angel talk?
You've almost two times done it when you're angry. Almost. You caught yourself. And if you decide that you want to do that, God help you. Yeah, be easy.
Well, I'll help me and not do that.
It's more powerful than you know. And see, what's funny for us, we think this is just Trey Hilaire. When it comes down to it, you don't even necessarily recognize the difference, but yet worlds are moved when you do it. Worlds are moved when you do it. You don't even recognize it. You're smoting people left and right and all kind of stuff going on and kind of pissing them off a little bit, angels, that is. Because, see, when she figured it out, then all of a sudden, guess what? They got to do what you say.
Yeah, those motherfuckers better bow.
They do. They absolutely do. They know the scriptures better than you.
That's all right, because I'm God.
Good.
Oh, that's rich.
God.
Yeah, that's rich. Okay, we have a question from Minimax Ion. The difference between wondering what it means to move with the cloud, so he's wondering what the difference is between moving with the cloud and wondering whether Ion's answer to that question will give you the tingles.
It should give you the tinkles. But then again, so will salty water, so that'll give you the tinkles too. So move with the cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud. The cloud.
Well, that's
of
a dance
glory.
Of thought. That's a dance of thought among hyperlinks. That's what we do on payday.
It most certainly is not. The cloud of glory.
You said that's what it was and many hours ago when Minimax said that. You supported the statement.
Fine, we support the statement now, but that's not what we're talking about now. Now we're
okay,
so stated long ago.
Well, what factors are we missing in overlaying the understanding of
the new cloud? Now that you are into yesterday. The new now that you are into yesterday. In
the
land.
The one
that
I personally, the one I went into?
In the
you're
land
talking to
that
me or all of us?
Yes. In the land that your grandchildren knew. Okay. The scape, not a landscape, not a hyperscape, not a scapegoat, not a scape. It's not a scape.
It's a point, not an escape or escape or a fire escape. It's not escape or landscape. It's not that.
What is
not
it?
That.
We don't even know what you're referring to.
Your conversation.
What's the conversation about?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you're speaking about.
Yeah, see? You don't even know.
Escape.
Escape, okay. You brought up the escape.
Mm-hmm. You did. We repeated. What were you thinking when you thought about it?
The now. What happened yesterday?
The now. You said it.
You mean last night with you?
Dude, but that's not the point. You're talking about escape. You're talking about setting the mode, a modality of speech that is in a dynamic that was, and it's changing. And you authored that phrase, and now you query that it exists. We found that intriguing. And now we've done that here. You said, no, wait, you said that was that then. Well, it was that then. So that was the then that was then, not that that is now. That that is now is not that that is then. Why would we talk about what was that then when we're talking about this now?
I would like to know on, what was that? When did I see you, Bob, on the 22nd?
Yes.
Okay, when I came home after I left them and I was in my slumber, I thought I heard your voice. Was I hearing your voice?
Yes, you were.
Okay.
And you remember what our voice said?
You said, ask you for something, or you want my help
for
something.
Exactly right. That is exactly right. That is exactly right. And we didn't say ask, we said ask. You said it exactly like that. And that's what we were waiting to hear, if you said it that way. And you did, perfectly so. Because that was correct. But now get ready, because the witching hour is coming, darling.
Did you get caught in traffic on the way home?
I was not caught in traffic. I left in enough time to just get a little, you know, I was able to flow.
Good.
Okay, now with the, I done watched all three of the matrices. You told me to refer to the Oracle.
Good.
Okay.
Yes.
What should I get out of this?
Look at the Oracle's interaction with the little girl. Not Neo's reaction. He already decided that it was not. She was playing with it to say, hey, hang on. Wait a minute.
That's the little girl's in part three, right, Galifia?
Mm-hmm, but she's in part three. The little girl, you're talking about the little Indian girl, correct?
Uh-huh.
For me, that symbolizes Carolyn. She brings in the new matter at the end, remember?
Yes, she does.
The connection all the way through was, this is so real. It's got to be real for you. It is already. You just haven't connected to it. That's all the Oracle was trying to say. To the top of you. And that's why they chose that modality of the simplest, easy, most innocent, grandmothery type position available. That was the simplest, most sane one. It's the one that people hold to and go, oh yeah, who's going to go against the grandmama for Pete's sake? You better listen to your grandmama. She'll tell you right. She'll snap your hair off your head. So are you the one?
Yes.
Okay.
Bullshit, Calipia. You work for me and no fucking way.
Bob, why you want to cut me off? What you want me to start
cut you off?
You want me to
I spent too much money. You didn't fucking appreciate it.
Hey, do it like Margaret Thatcher. Blow his shit up, honey. That's
you tell him, Calipia.
Bob, let's get me going. He want me to go on some type of tangent, and I'm attempting to be nice to Bob. Bob, I appreciate you. I love you, but you have
y'all worked up. Look at how y'all worked up. Look, Calipia, you can't fucking talk calmly. You ever try talking calmly?
Okay, calmly.
Talk calmly. Now, Bert's in the house, so we're going to have to fucking start acting a little more sober, okay?
Can I ask one selfish question before Bert gets going? Ion, this week I had three times an experience of a very new sensation in my upper body, and I would like to know, was that an effect of the drops or something else?
It was your
connection. Your connection. My, it was the dark, but you're connecting.
Are there factors I'm not considering about what I'm connecting to? About
yes.
my connection.
That's the connection, right. That's the problem.
So what is it that's connecting?
Mrs. Frederick,
okay.
Warehouse 13. Mrs. Frederick. That's what's missing. Mrs. Frederick, Warehouse 13.
She was the top intelligence agent in that series, Madeline.
The knower part. Watch Warehouse 13 and Mrs. Frederick. Watch those. See what she's doing, how that works and how it goes. She just shows up. That's the knows. She knows. She's a resonant node. That's what's missing for you is that part, the knowing part.
No kidding.
Mrs. Frederick, watch that. Follow that. Find it. Don't worry about Claudia. Claudia's a space cadet. Don't worry about that. Yes, to Mrs. Frederick. That's what you want.
Is Claudia the
yes,
little Jewish girl or the
yeah,
little girl? Yeah, the irritating one.
Yeah, the one that wants to take over the warehouse.
Yeah, the reason I stopped watching it.
Well, it stopped because of you.
Madeline got nowhere. Madeline's there pissed off. She gave up. She collapsed. Did you notice that, right? You going to help Madeline later?
Yes, I'm getting pissed on. Depends on the party, I guess.
Sometimes objects move on their own around me, and I want to know if
they
that's
do.
Because I don't know what's causing it. I don't know if it's because
kinetic.
That I'm not grounded, or is there other factors?
Well, you're not grounded, and that's good, but it's kinetic. Not a problem, it's just kinetic. Like telekinesis, it's kinetic.
Right. Well, and it just seems to happen spontaneously, and I don't know how to do it yet. Just by
yes, you do. When you, yes, you
do.
Yes, you do. You don't will it. You do. You don't will it. When you get aggravated or an ire.
That's when it happens.
It's what, it's the response. It responds.
Okay.
That's the response, kinetically. Look up kinetic energy and see how that applies, and you'll see what we mean.
She talked about it on the Wednesday show. It's what she thinks of as a talent or her special ability. Why does she focus on that? Why does it become that?
It's just something outward that it has to apply.
Validating the outer kingdom, or validating yourself through the outer kingdom?
Or validating any kingdom, not just inner, outer, or none of those, just a kingdom. It connects. It's more special that way.
It's a way for me to know my own power.
See, there's the problem now, because you have a power, but you can't control it. It's running you. So it's really now at a disadvantage until you figure that part out, because you're like, well,
uh-huh.
shit. I got this thing that's doing me instead of me doing it. I'm blowing shit up, and I don't want to blow that shit up. I've got to keep that shit. But then the shit's blowing up, and that's your gift. You know, man, get my gift, fuck me right out of my house. It's great.
Do you have any suggestions for me then related
Focus.
To that? Focus?
Focus. Do it when you're not cross.
I just wanted you to clarify what I should be focusing on. Oh, I got it. You said not to focus when I'm
do
not
Do it when
angry.
You're not angry. Yeah.
The only time it happens is when you're really crossed up about something, or aggravated or tired or frustrated or just basically in a general moment pissed off. And then what
uh-huh.
happens, the first thing, get better at it. And get better
okay.
at it by, get better at it by not doing, being able to do it when you're not pissed
okay,
off.
Okay, I got it.
Then you start controlling it. And when you start controlling
okay.
it, it will work better.
Okay, she's got it, Ayn. She's got it.
Okay. Should I take any more action pertaining to my question that I was referring to with the night out with Bob after I spent my time with him and Carolyn?
Take a good bath.
Yeah, a lot of residue rubbed off on you. You don't want to take that into your house.
Okay.
No, what happens is, see, you're easier to draw stuff. No, no. It's like a stab, just like a drawing stab. You draw things. You're good to
mm-hmm.
draw. There's no problem with that, but know that. If you draw
okay.
things, you're going to draw things okay. and careful because you'll draw the wrong thing. But with Jane telling you now, I'm preaching to the choir now, but...
That brings up a good point. When we were at the L'Hermitage talking to the waitress, she, in her terms, said there's something odd going in that building. She said, yes, we all know, the staff, that it's haunted. What was she thinking of really in her mind? Or did she know more than she told us?
Well, that is the right way to say it. If you don't know what the hell you're talking about, being haunted.
Yeah, called haunted.
It's an old space. It's got the Hanks on it.
What did she notice in her own experience to make her agree that it's haunted?
People from other worlds walked out of the place that didn't walk in the place.
She saw that working there.
Well, she sits there. People go in the bathroom and they don't come out ever.
But she puts it into this idea of hauntedness. That's a concept she's comfortable with.
What would she say otherwise? And she says, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Neverett. It's a portal, and we know it's a portal. People come here from other worlds. How would that sound?
How come she doesn't know we knew that?
She's not ascended. She's a ridiculous waitress hostess.
Yeah, wasn't she a ridiculous Calivia?
Yes.
You felt so superior to her. I noticed that.
So looking at me strange.
Well, of course, because you look like one of those people that walk through the damn portal.
Damn right you do. You people should see what Calivia looks like. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it.
She punched up and she said, I see dead people.
Yeah, what did we miss, or did any of us notice something going on there while we were partying there for several hours?
We love our Calicia. We know what Calicia looks like. We love every bit of her.
Hey, I'm not talking about that. What did we miss or not notice or did happen to us not normal there?
We did the shift with your telephone things. It was
connection,
and then you had no connection. Then it worked, and then it didn't work. And then all of a sudden it was in and it was out.
Remember that, Calicia? That's true.
Yes, that went on, especially when Callum was trying to connect me with Ion. We couldn't get connected at all.
Yeah. And then you did.
Oh, that's because you weren't there. That sales stuff works really, 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 really good. But when it doesn't work, it's when you're between worlds. You're that close to a portal. When we were sending you to the bathroom before, it really died. It really, and I was sending all these text messages back and forth, telling what. She didn't get those until she got back home. Of exactly how to do it and what to do and where to do it. But that was the time before, you see. Then what happens is you shifted in between those spaces. When you went downstairs, went to the bathroom, that was not there.
You don't go downstairs to go to the bathroom. You go straight over to the bathroom.
Well, that's the whole point.
You go up don't you go up a few stairs, like about two stairs?
No, you sit there and you just go straight over, you just go down over the corners where the bathroom is, from my perception.
I know, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the cell service. Cell service was interfered by other worlds. They overlapped sometimes, and that was the bumping. Because here we go. Carolyn's was working, and then it was still connected, but couldn't hear. Back and forth. Mm-hmm. We were back and forth, and we were pushing to connect it, and then finally just went to the other phone, and it worked out okay. If you notice where they were sitting in proximity to each other, it was kind of a split.
Between who and who?
You and Carol.
You were sitting in a chair individual.
Yeah, and Carol was looking. Sitting in the other coach. Different directions. So that's a pretty good description. Everybody listening to this? Pretty interesting. What do you think of this, Bert? Pretty neat, eh, Bert? We had a big deal there, September 22nd. Lots of evidence, lots of validation. Is Calivia slipping between worlds, or she just got caught between the different worlds?
She sort of drives them, like the Oracle.
Calivia's the Oracle.
Why do you think we said watch the damn show and notice that, Bob? I mean, come on. We've had a breakthrough.
We got a breakthrough, Calivia.
Bob will listen to it in the recording and says, you're not going to believe it. Calivia is the Oracle. We got it right there. And then Ion validated right there. The most crazy show ever. He told us. He validated it.
We knocked it out of the park.
One sentence. We got all in one sentence.
In one sentence.
In the future now, all in one sentence of what happened and got it validated. Yeah. It's a good old thing.
Ion, I'd like to know the significance of the string in between the two doors in the bathroom of L'Hermitage.
It's a connection. Some people use it as a guideline.
A connection to what?
Other worlds.
A guideline as a way back?
As a way out.
As a way out to the other worlds, not back, then.
In that particular case. Now, that's coming from perspective, but now, you mean, now, are you on the one in the ladies' room or the ones in the gents? Which do you prefer?
I was in the one in the gents.
Okay. Then you just follow, you know where the mirror is at the end of the corridor, past the window, the sinks?
Yeah.
That's it. You just walk through it.
You have to see the string?
No. You already see the string. That's what you use to get back. You follow that string. That string is there because they used it. It continues. String continues. It's a way back. For the
so when you're in... Stupid one what?
The stupid ones that can't find their way back without a goddamn string.
So the string goes into the other world.
Yes. Don't you find it odd to have a string there like that?
Yeah, it was bizarre. I thought, what was the balloon for it? When I went through, it wasn't even...
That's so you don't bump your head.
So when we were at the hotel in Cambridge, Maryland for the Excellence in Integrated Medicine Conference, Ian or somebody asked us to go into the washroom. What did we experience, the group of people that went in there?
If you'd have stayed the connection, once you went into that portal, it stopped dead. Nothing. The point was you had to turn on the second sink, turn the water on the second sink, and that would open that portal. They were in it, and there was nothing, no conductivity. They had to get out of the whole hotel to even get connection back again.
That didn't make any sense. Okay, you saying there was something there that, what?
The portal.
Your sentence made no ridiculous. Well, you're talking both hand all the time. That's how I'd understand your confusion, apparent nonlinear confusion or style of talking. But you're saying that there is a portal that went nowhere.
No. You need to pay attention to the words. The words went like this. We told them to go into the restroom there at the hotel. They went. We told them we didn't get to give them the instructions to turn the water off.
Why not?
Because they walked into the room and it cut off the phone service. The world. We were trying to convey that that would be the other part of the activation of that portal. And then they went out. They experienced it. They felt funny stuff and they were thought it was bad that they couldn't have any cell service at all. And then their cell service wouldn't work again until they got back to the car. So there
right.
was a bit of shifting going on. But that was the further instructions for them to do for that portal to activate.
Well, it's not them. I was there.
Anyway.
Thus, so there was a portal there.
The Android meme doesn't allow us to communicate with you directly, Bob.
So we didn't know to turn on the tap. So some funny little thing slightly happened, but if we had turned on the tap, what would have happened to us?
The wall would have opened and you'd have walked through it.
Oh, yeah. That was too bad the cell phone fucked up.
Well,
hear that, people? All you guys that were there and
the portal
blew it.
The instructions.
We should have got all the instructions before we went in.
Ew, and I texted them and they got them later.
I wonder if anybody will tell me that they did get instructions.
Well, try Dr. Dean.
She's not listening. She's reading a book. She's the worst attendee of these Day Day shows. She doesn't stay around much.
Okay.
Very selfish. Doesn't know how to dialogue with Ion in public. Unless it's about magnesium and negative pH.
Salt water.
Salt water, too.
And green drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, drink.
Green drinks.
So you're talking about the cell phone having difficulty in the presence of a portal?
They don't work in other worlds. Your 4G
network
doesn't work.
So we went into another world when we went into the washroom. We already were in another world.
Yeah, but T-Mobile has, we think we have solved this. T-Mobile is now making any Wi-Fi a tower. And there are towers in other worlds, so we're going to make a combined connection on a Wi-Fi so that it'll work from world to world. That's what Nina Sharp used to use when she was talking to Betty in French.
She used to use T-Mobile?
No, a Wi-Fi connection from world to world. Hmm.
So my T-Mobile seemed to not work in Cambridge because I was in another world?
Correct.
Ion, my cell phone didn't work in dorms very well. Was that some kind of residue from the portal, or?
Very possibly, yes, because see, you drag that with you, too. See, you have that residue on you, too. Remember in Fringe, they would have that, like, almost frisk them off or wash it off of them. Olivia was sensitive to it.
Am I MSUing when I looked at my picture and looked at the flash in my forehead and the image that was there? Am I just MSUing, thinking there's something in there?
There is something in there.
Your joke about the ancient Samaritan Hebrewoids was spot on then, obviously.
But of course. We are very literal, however funny.
No, you are immensely funny. Yeah, thank you, Ion.
When was Ion funny, Andrew?
I took a look at my picture, the one with Corbin and you and me in the center, and there's a bright spot on my forehead from the flash. But I blew it up, and blowing it up, there looks like there's a figure, almost looks like a chef's hat, with maybe curls or locks or something, or a thread behind them, and it looks like some kind of box in front of them.
What about it? Did Ion put that there, or what?
I have no idea.
He asked the question, and we told him to look at it, the picture. It was captured digitally. And he got the picture, and he looked at it, and he's surprised at what he sees.
Is that what you're talking about, Andrew?
Yes, it's just I have difficulty knowing when I'm making shit up and when there's actually significance there, and so I needed, I guess, some...
You decide. That's, you're the predicator.
Thank you, Ion. I needed to know that, too. Great.
Well, if you have difficulty, you're making too much out of it.
I am.
Different.
I am. That's, yeah. My next question is, was my problem that I came back before I left?
Yes.
That's deja vu.
Deja vu.
Yeah. In timing, how long did I spend there?
You're not back yet.
Did I land yet, Ion?
No.
Don't expect much from me, people. I haven't landed yet.
So I started in another world?
Yes. Yes. We've been through this 9 times. Same question over and over and over, and we answer it. And then you come back again, and you ask the same question, and we answer it. And so we're going around and around and around, and it's like, okay.
Okay, from your perspective, Andrew, you have not asked it ever again before, right?
That's right.
I ain't making up shit about your other selves.
We've done this and done this and done this and done this and done this, and you're always okay with it, and you're always peaceful. You go, oh, okay, I was kind of like what you're doing right now, and then you're like, oh, okay, that's cool. And you're like, and then next thing you know, it's like, am I really from another world? How would I know if I'm from another world? Well, look here, and then check your passport.
My passport's old. It's out of date. I haven't even gotten a new one.
So is this world.
It what?
So is this world.
What about this world?
Is this world.
What are you saying? Something is this world?
So is this world.
What, obsolete?
He said his passport is old and out of date. And we're answering for the 10th time, so is this world.
It's out of date.
Yeah.
So why do you say that the Guff is empty?
Because there aren't any more people going there.
All these people rumored to be dying, what are they doing?
Transitioning back to here. Looping. They're looping.
Ion, is there a portal in my closet?
Yes.
There is a portal in everybody's closet, Renee. Let's get to the question you posed. Your question is, are the persons that are writing the bonds off the QSIP numbers financing the waterways?
Then you say, I think you said yes to this already. Now you're saying no. So they are using their power to allow the illegal immigrants, to move into this continent so now that they will have more CUSIP numbers to draw bonds off to finance the waterway rights.
Yeah, but people don't have anything to do with the CUSIP and ISIP bonds. Those numbers aren't bound to people.
What do you think of that, Renee?
I think they're bound to Social Security numbers.
No, they are not. This
birth certificate, actually, excuse me.
Good Lord, no. Come on, nobody gives a shit about that. In those countries, they don't even have birth certificates.
Well, where are the CUSIPs coming from?
That's how you fund bonds, that you put them on the screen to keep up with the live and like a certificate number, so you can keep up with whose certificate is where. It has nothing to do with an individual person. It's some of that bullshit running around that somebody's got you and you're going to have a life insurance and the big brother's got a bond on your ass. And they don't give a fuck about
you. But earlier you mentioned CUSIP numbers.
CUSIP and ISIPs are the way bonds are traded and sold, but they don't have anything to do with you.
It's just blank paper. Everybody's just thrown around.
No, it's a registration for those numbers that are bound to those bonds. You didn't sell a piece of ass, honey, until you get a receipt. And if you
a while back in the last now, you had said the pyramid was like a transport area to go back and get seeds that we already fucked up.
That are under the foot of Bob are stored there, and they're not genetically enhanced or changed or adjusted at all.
What are you talking about? What's under my foot?
Seeds. I had asked about the pyramid, and it was going to get new seeds.
I see.
Go ahead.
Bob's got his foot on it. You brought up the pyramid? I missed that one.
It's the Sphinx. Not the pyramid. It's the Sphinx.
Yeah, Renee.
No, back in the day, I remember he said the big pyramid in Gaza, it was able to go back and get the seeds.
Which day was it? Be specific. And once you go back, can you ever come back?
Once you go back, can you ever come back? Yes. If you go, you can come.
You can go black, and you can get away from
that. Don't laugh.
So, Renee, you asked about the seeds under my feet?
No, I didn't ask. No, nothing under you, Bob. I just said that he had said that the big pyramid was like a transport to go get the seeds that we didn't fuck up.
What are these seeds you're talking about, Renee?
What I had said, the big pyramid was a transport to go back and get seeds because Monsanto and all that stuff fucked them up.
Did you agree with that, Ion, what Renee just said?
Of course
But you didn't let me finish. My next thing is, why do we need to go back and get seeds that haven't been fucked with if we need no food?
Because the Garden of Eden needs to come back to Eden. You have sullied it to such a degree that you wouldn't even recognize it. So therefore, we must go back to there for now, so that those are ready then for Eden.
Eden is anywheres or in the particular one in the Tigris-Euphrates area?
East of Eden will do.
Well, how far east? All the way to China or what?
Far east is in Taiwan.
Earlier, Ian was talking about, I can't remember, I don't think it was the Hebraloids or whatever. You know, they split up and they ended up in Mars. So Cairo, which is Mars, is that what that comes from?
You mean the candy bar, M&M Mars? Cairo has as much to do with Mars as M&M Mars. Matter of fact, M&M Mars has more to do with Mars.
More to do with it.
And that would be Hershey, and they want to have the water rights.
Hershey's the chocolate highway that some people decide to go down.
Yeah.
The chocolate highway? What the fuck?
Back in the day, Ion, you had said to me that the sun is the key. What factors
yes.
I'm not understanding about?
The factors that are the key. That's what you're not getting. Those are the factors.